Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
ALFM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News.
Healthcare meeting, no easy answers. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump has invited Senate Republicans to the White House after their attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare collapsed for a second time. Meanwhile, the president says he'll let the current healthcare law fail. Well, from Sarah Murray.
This does raise the question of how the president sees his role in all of this. It's one thing if you are a candidate to say we will stand by and watch this collapse, but the reality is he is the president now, and people who voted for him are dealing with increasing premiums under former President Obama's health care bill. They're dealing with insurers who are pulling out of markets because of issues with former President Obama's health care bill, and the reason they voted for President Trump was to solve this problem, not to point his finger at the Democrats. And so far from this White House, we don't have a good sense of where this goes next.
Investigators still looking for answers after a bride-to-be was shot and killed this past weekend by Minneapolis police. Mayor Betsy Hodge says she's spoken to the victim's fiancé.
What I say to him is, you know, my condolences to you. I'm so sorry for your loss. How can I be of service to you? I don't have information that he wants, but I stand ready to be service to him and the family in any way that I can.
The White House admits that a second meeting took place between President Trump and Vladimir Putin during the G20 summit. Detail from Kristen Holmes.
This was the same day that the two leaders had that 2-hour and 15-minute bilateral meeting. According to a spokesperson for the National Security Council, President Trump and President Putin spoke towards the end of a couples-only social dinner, adding that no staff or cabinet members were present for any of the countries at this dinner. Democrats, of course, already seizing on the conversation.
That man from Pennsylvania, accused of killing four young men, is now saying he's killed other people. Cosmo DiNardo has reportedly told police that he was involved in at least two other killings in recent years. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The governors of Maryland and Virginia find themselves in agreement on one thing, health care.
Larry Hogan and Terry McAuliffe are two of the governors on a bipartisan statement regarding the Senate's health care bill. That statement saying Congress should work to make health insurance more affordable by controlling costs and stabilizing the market, and urging senators not to repeal and replace the current system. Adding, quote, it's critically important that governors are brought to the table to provide input, and we stand ready to work with lawmakers in an open bipartisan way to provide better insurance for all Americans. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The bridge issue has divided Montgomery and Loudoun counties. Montgomery County and Council President Roger Berliner are making it clear.
It really is a defining moment as to what kind of future are we going to embrace. And it is not this from Montgomery County's perspective.
In a unanimous vote, the Montgomery County Council has gone on record opposing, even studying, a new bridge across the Potomac. Maya Rocky Moore Cummings, the wife of Congressman Elijah Cummings, says she is strongly considering running for governor of Maryland. Rocky Moore Cummings says the health care debate in Washington has shown her that Republicans are not considering the needs of women, children, and minorities. A seafood festival with a political flavor is taking place today on Maryland's Eastern Shore. It's the 41st annual J. Millard Taw's Crab and Clam Bake this afternoon in Crisfield. That festival is often visited by politicians. A Fairfax County police officer is on leave and facing a misdemeanor reckless driving charge after a high-speed crash back in February. Police say Officer Pishko's sister was responding to a call in the Falls Church area the morning of February 18th. His cruiser collided with a minivan, and police say the officer had failed to activate his emergency equipment at the time. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,575, the Nasdaq at 6,344. Sports, the Nats run their winning streak to 6 with a victory over the Angels. The Orioles win their second in a row, beating Texas again. WNBA, the Mystics host Atlanta at lunchtime today. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All the across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Fabric. Individual strands woven together to form a strong protective bond. In today's world of cybersecurity, there is one virtual fabric that can protect your entire infrastructure from cyber attacks. Fortinet Security Fabric. Cloud security, advanced threat protection, internal segmentation, and secure access for your agency, all under the most powerful and automated security system in the industry. Fortinet, your cybersecurity blanket. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. It's the overnight work crews not quite complete yet as you head eastbound after Business 234 in Manassas before you get to 29 Centerville. So that's where you see a little bit of a distraction here. Again, trying to get the cones and everything out of the roadway. So do watch again for the work crews breaking down the overnight construction project there. Beyond 29 Centerville looks fantastic, not just the Beltway, but through Falls Church over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. 395, wide open start here. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. No complaints. 270, good. Beltway runs free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Air quality alert today. A few clouds with sun early. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. 95. Those storms will back off tonight. 77. Sun, a few clouds tomorrow. Mixed clouds and sunshine on Friday. Highs in the upper 90s, close to 100. Heat indices over 100. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Herndon, 68 in Bowie, 79 degrees in Washington. More than 500 choir boys at a German Catholic school are said to have been victims of abuse over a period of decades. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Wednesday morning. Hey, joining us today on the show at 6:35, Cal Thomas will be here to wake you up. And then to get you going at 8:35, we're joined by Eric Bowling. It's going to be exciting. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnais. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. A lot has developed in the last 24 hours on the healthcare fight in the Senate. We've been talking about it with you. And I'd like to see where you are on the healthcare issue now. The Senate now considering going to be taking up, we should see a vote on this, I think. Some I've seen some people say as early as this week, but the expectation is by next week we'll see a vote that Mitch McConnell's hoping to force on a clean repeal. Clean repeal of Obamacare with a two-year delay on the replacement. The idea being that the Senate will pass a repeal and so hopefully send it back to the House, let them sort this all out, but ultimately get something on the president's desk. With a repeal with a two-year delay, and then eventually, in that two-year time frame, come up with a replacement. But already, that plan seems to be at risk. You have some senators who are opposing even a clean repeal and replacement. We've got, let's see, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Susan Collins of Maine, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, all Republicans, who are already standing in opposition to this, saying, no, this is not the way to go. You've got Susan Collins, I believe I heard her yesterday saying, we can't have a repeal, not if we don't have a replace already ready, we just can't do that. Well, you would think 2 years would be enough time to come up with a replacement plan, especially if you know that if you fail to do it, that it's just a complete repeal. So Democrats and Republicans would be under the gun in that scenario to get something done. Yet here she is, kind of standing in opposition to it already. Interestingly, both Shelley Moore Capito and Lisa Murkowski voted in 2015 for a clean Obamacare repeal. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, well, wait a second. Why have they changed? Good question. Because we look at this now, and the reality was they did that when Obama was president. They sent that to Obama's desk, knowing that he would veto it, and he did. So it looks more obvious than ever that that was a show vote. That wasn't intended to actually come to fruition. So now we're looking at these senators who are saying, no, I'm not going to vote for this thing. I would not vote for a repeal. So that we're keeping track of that. Meanwhile, the president of the United States is trying to basically eschew any ownership for the fact that the Senate didn't get anything passed this week with regards to Obamacare. They weren't able to get the votes that they wanted for the repeal and replace strategy. President Trump now saying, I'm not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. And again, talking about, hey, maybe we should just let this Obamacare thing fail. I'd like to know what you think. Does President Trump own the current state of the healthcare debate? He's got majorities in the House. He's got a majority in the Senate. And of course, he has the White House. And this is his opportunity to live up to the promises that he made during the campaign trail. Chief among them, repealing Obamacare. Something that a lot of his supporters have eagerly anticipated and wanted. So, are you prepared to hold the president accountable? And do you think he needs to be held accountable on this healthcare debate? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Was this, so far, a lack of leadership from President Trump? Or is everything on track in your mind?
And I think that this just goes to show the lack of political knowledge on President Trump's part. We've even heard that they were surprised; they thought healthcare would be done by February. That there is a when you work in a corporation, everybody's on the same team, right? You're all going for the good of the corporation. You don't have managers in a corporation who can hold out and just go, no, I'm not doing that. You don't have that because you can just fire them. You can get someone who's going to do what you want to do.
Right.
Whereas, and maybe he came in, and maybe those of us who put him into office somewhat viewed it the same way and thought, oh, well, President Trump's just going to whip everybody into line. And maybe he's finding out now that he can't do that and that he has to let these people, it's not a dictatorship. And so you have quote-unquote managers. If you look at him as the head of the corporation, you look at the senators as managers, you know, of different divisions within the corporation, which kind of what they are. But these are managers within a corporation who have the right to tell the head of the corporation, the CEO, screw you, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Well, and I don't think he was prepared for that.
Well, the president, again, he's saying yesterday that he's not going to own this thing. Let's listen to his comments.
I've been saying that, Mike, I think you'll agree, for a long time. Let Obamacare fail. It'll be a lot easier. And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail. We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Or how do we come up with a new plan?
Well, there's a difference between claiming ownership over something and being prescribed ownership. And it sounds like there are going to be critics. We talked about this constantly, Mary, both on the left and in the press, which are often one and the same, who are going to say, yeah, actually, you own this. This is you talked for years about it failing, and then now it's finally failed, and you did nothing. And you weren't able to accomplish something on it, so therefore you own it. That's the logic here. That the president will own it, whether or not he insists that he doesn't. But here he was yesterday insisting no ownership for President Trump.
Well, and he keeps saying, hey, you bring it to my desk, I'll sign it. I have a pen. I heard him, I think it was yesterday, saying, I'm right down the hall. I'm right around the corner. They can just bring it to me and I will be happy to sign it. But he's right. He can't force them, I guess, to come up with that. I said yesterday, I would love to see Susan Collins and Rand Paul be called into President Trump's office and have President Trump say to them, you two, you're in charge. You two need to come up with a bill that makes both of you happy, that you can both live with, and you got 2 years to do it. But you got to get everybody to vote to repeal first. And then you two are in charge. Because those are the two opposite sides. Those are the two factions.
All right, let's check in with Mark in Olney this morning. You're first up on Mornings on the Mall. Mark, what do you make of the president's leadership during this healthcare fight?
I think he was doing the right thing. It's Congress's responsibility to pass laws. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan have shown that they're just two corrupt insiders and should not be in the positions they're in.
Well, Paul Ryan got a bill passed. They had a big celebration at the White House that happened. Do you still think that he's a corrupt insider, despite the fact that he got something in front of Trump?
Most assuredly. I've been watching this for however many years before he became Speaker of the House. He has not done his job, plain and simple.
All right, Mark.
Mitch McConnell the same way.
Mark, thank you for your call this morning. Mark saying that, look, Congress is at fault here, not the president.
Well, I do think there is an absolute lack of leadership on Congress's part. Absolutely. But by the same time, what do you say when you've got Susan Collins who says repealing the law now and then hoping for a replacement would, quote, create great anxiety for individuals who rely on the ACA? So she has constituents, though, who are telling her, I need this. Because, listen, they're the ones benefiting from the entitlement.
Oh, no. I'd hate for politics to give people anxiety.
I believe it would cause the insurance markets to go into turmoil. So she said she opposes the repeal. Capito said, I did not come to Washington to hurt people. And Murkowski said, there's enough chaos and uncertainty, and this would just continue it. If you just repeal it, it would just continue the chaos. So she won't repeal it because at least there's some level of safety net for those who are receiving.
All right, we'll find out what you think of the president's leadership in this healthcare fight in just a moment. It's 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia commuters on 66. We had the overnight work project leaving Manassas and towards Centerville, and really we had good news for you here. It looks like only the far right shoulder now to see some activity. So they've reopened all the lanes, and you are up at speed. So coming out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway in good shape. I think you'll like what you see on 272 if you're one of our early birds out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Once onto the Beltway through Bethesda, Silver Spring, in fact, the entire Maryland and Virginia Beltway looks like it's up at speed with no reported problems. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be mostly sunny early with isolated thunderstorms developing this afternoon with a high near 95 degrees. Stay inside today if you can. It's a heat index of 100 or more. Tonight, clear skies, low of 77. Then tomorrow we have sunny skies along with a few clouds, high of 97. Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it.
That's the president of the United States yesterday discussing health care and the fact that they so far have not been able to get together on something that can pass or repeal and replace. Taking your calls this morning on how you view the president of the United States in this and his leadership. Let's go to John in Fredericksburg up next on Mornings on the Mall. John, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Vince. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent.
I'm excellent for taking my call. I just want to say you guys are like by far my favorite tag team since I started listening to this radio station.
Thank you.
October, so, it's kind of interesting. I don't think that Donald Trump owns this entire problem with healthcare. You hear the media pundits and everybody saying, "Oh, the American people are hurting. They're hurting. They're hurting." But Donald Trump should rescue them. Why should the people need rescuing something from something that the people voted for and thought it was all great and tattered to begin with?
Right. Like somebody, he created the problem.
He didn't create it, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, ultimately, he does have, he's the president of the United States. He's going to have to sign something. He has the bully pulpit. He can place pressure on people. But, you know, I saw Monday, John, that there was these people accusing the president of like, oh, look, he's like playing in fire trucks on the lawn of the White House when his vote is falling apart. And I sense, like Paul Ryan's been saying, I think he can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Yes, sir. I completely agree with that. But the other thing to think about that also is that the totalness of health care, it's not that he hasn't tried. He's done everything in his power to try. He's got his pen. He's ready to sign. It's 2015, Republicans voted for a plan. Barack Obama vetoed it. Why can't they do that again?
Good question. Thank you, John.
I hope my president is listening to me today too. So
yeah, one way or another, John, whether that's the message that he's hearing and sending right now, which is, hey, if you voted for this thing in 2015, let's see it again. Let's see it again this time.
Absolutely. However, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to say in defense of these three women who are holding out, Susan Collins, Shelley Moore Capito, and Lisa Murkowski, is since 2015, this benefit has wormed its way deeper and deeper and deeper into America, and you never repeal a benefit in this country. There's not one entitlement program in this country that has gone away or gotten smaller. And we all knew when you started giving people money from other people in order to buy health care, that was never going to stop. So there, I get what they're saying here. Well, now you got a big group of people now who have been getting this. Now you're going to take it away from them. What do you do for them? What do you tell them now?
Yeah, the public appetite has certainly grown. But that's why they're building a replacement feature into this. It's not just a clean repeal. I mean, it's a clean repeal plus 2 years to come up with a replacement.
But what happens, I guess the question is, what happens in those 2 years to people who are getting the benefit?
Well, they're delaying the repeal of Obamacare by 2 years. So in that time frame, it'll give them time to be like, hey, there's a D-Day on this. Like, there's an end point, and you've got to come up with something in 2 years' time. So that would be the hope. See if we even get to the point where that begins the process. Wayne is in D.C. this morning, and next up on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Wayne.
How you doing?
Excellent. So what do you think of the president and his leadership on the health care fight?
Well, I voted for Trump. I'm a Trump supporter, and I'm really not surprised, because I think he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, was shake up Washington. I think he's exposing the Republicans now the same way he exposed the media. Because the way I look at it is, I'm very disappointed in the Republican House and the Republican Senate. Because that's where it lies at right now, and they're choking. And then, just like they said, they all say, oh, yeah, we're going to appeal Obamacare. Now, they're choking. And it's really exposing them.
And not a good look.
Great point.
That the Republicans can't get together on something that they've been jonesing for 7 years. And even when they do get together and have these conversations, now, like we were saying, some of these Republicans are going to vote the exact opposite way that they voted 2 years ago. What? Like, how can you do that other than it just having been a symbolic exercise in the first place?
Well, again, we said this yesterday, and I think we all agree. It's very easy to vote for something when your vote has no meaning, right? When it's just a symbolic vote. It's very easy to cast that vote. But if Wayne is correct, is it a bad thing for President Trump to expose the Republicans for who they are? Is that a bad thing? I actually kind of like it. I think Wayne may be onto something, and I kind
of
dig it.
What do you think of the president's leadership? Find out in a moment who else is out there and what they think about President Trump. 522 on WMAL.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wraps for $2. Add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
I give you a piece of financial advice for a great retirement. You need to learn about the 1010 IRA, a 10% simple interest annual rate of return IRA guaranteed for 10 years. My friends, Dave and Lorette Ahrens, will provide you with all the details. They did it for me. I was amazed. Get your free information packet now. Call 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. 888-411-4130.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
When was the last time you walked out of a mattress store feeling confident about your purchase? These places exist for one reason: for a highly trained, commission-driven salesperson to dupe you into spending way too much money on a mattress. Hi, my name is Neil, and I'm one of the co-founders of Casper. Casper was created with a single goal in mind: deliver a great night's sleep at an incredible value. So we hired a team of engineers and designers to develop a single perfect mattress that sleeps cool and has just the right sink and bounce. We sell the Casper mattress online, skipping the markups of mattress stores. And we let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. In less than 3 years, we've rapidly become the internet's favorite mattress. In fact, it now has more than 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars. Try us out today.
Simply go to Casper.com and use code RESTED to get $50 towards your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. That's gift code RESTED at Casper.com for $50 towards your mattress purchase. Casper.com. Thanks for checking us out.
It's 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, Virginia 66, we started off busy with the road work from overnight, which is now wrapped up eastbound between Manassas and 29 Centerville. So that's good. And we're up at speed. However, we have a crash now on the westbound direction, almost right in that same area after you pass 29 Centerville before you get into Manassas. So watch them. Seeing fire and rescue units here along the right side. Two right lanes are blocked. But it is the opposite flow of the commute. No delay, so be cautious. Eastbound, you can see it's a little bit of a distraction here. No problems on the Greenway Toll Road, either direction. 95, 395 looks good. 270, great. No problems to report. Maryland 95 and down through to the Beltway. We are off to a good start there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big time heat starting to work in now. Today, 95 in the afternoon will feel close to or above 100 degrees. Air quality alert effect. Isolated thunderstorms will come in this afternoon through early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
For 7 years, I've been hearing repeal and replace from Congress. And I've been hearing it loud and strong. And then when we finally get a chance to repeal and replace, they don't take advantage of it. So that's disappointing.
So that's the President of the United States saying, you know, they've been saying it for 7 years, and all of a sudden they had a chance? Nothing. Nothing. So now the vote moves on to a complete repeal with a two-year delay that will ultimately give them time to come up with a replacement. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax and up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Mike, what do you think of the president's leadership on this health care fight? Good morning, Mike. I'm sorry, we had you down. Go ahead.
Yes, basically, the Republicans just had a good slogan, repeal and replace. They never had a plan. The American people never challenged them to come up with a plan. And that was the issue. If they really had, if they really came up with a replacement plan, they would realize that's not what the American people want.
Yeah, and they had all this time to come up with it. And in politics,
right, but if they ever came up with a plan, they would have been defeated. The American people would never have voted for a Republican Congress. They actually had to present a plan to the American people. It would have been a total disaster.
So the political calculation, Mike, is what you're saying, is that if they had actually crafted a plan, it would be something that could have been lampooned in an electoral contest.
Not lampooned. It would have showed how basically they basically were going to hurt a lot of people. It was basically because there's actual trade-offs in healthcare that you basically can't have all three things. You basically can't have a limited choice, unlimited cover. You can only have two of those three things.
Right. Okay. Well, lampoon means criticism, so I think we're on the same page. 528 on WMAL.
Hey, do you have a house that you're just not sure what to do with? You know, maybe you're an accidental landlord or you're a DIYer and you're done doing it yourself, right? Because of the time suck. Maybe you're relocating, combining households, just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore. Larry O'Connor here. And no matter what your situation might be, I've got a solution for you. Renting with Renter's Warehouse could be the best option for consistent monthly cash flow. Here's how it works. Renter's Warehouse finds quality tenants in just 17 days on average, and then you choose who rents your home. And they warranty them for free, so if they don't work out, Renter's Warehouse replaces them for free. Plus, you get rent collection, maintenance coordination, all the paperwork covered for just one flat, low monthly fee. And no, the fee never changes. You pay no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Or call them 202-897-2822 to speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
A lot of back and forth over whether or not we'd hear from Susan Rice in testimony this week. All of a sudden, it sounds like Susan Rice will be testifying. We'll have the updates for you in just a moment. 5:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. Accumulus Station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is blasting media outlets over reports that he had a second undisclosed meeting with Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit.
The White House seeking to downplay the significance of the discussion, calling it perfectly normal. U.S. presidents at summits often hold private and impromptu discussions with other world leaders. However, when you look at the context, the lack of immediate disclosure from the administration, as well as questions about Trump's own posture in regard to Russia, raise significant questions.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. The president has invited Senate Republicans to the White House after a second GOP attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare collapsed. The president has said he's going to let the health care law fail, but Ohio Governor John Kasich disagrees.
This program needs reform. I've been saying it all along. It's not like we can just look the other way and things are going to get better. The insurance markets are turbulent. We do have to worry about what we're going to do long term on entitlements as they affect our economy. But to just repeal something like that, and where do people go then who have drug addictions and chronic illness and mental health? And you just can't walk away from that.
Meanwhile, Governors Larry Hogan of Maryland and Terry McAuliffe of Virginia have joined 9 other governors to urge Congress to immediately reject GOP efforts to repeal Obamacare. The wife of a Maryland congressman is considering running for governor of Maryland. Maya Rockymore Cummings, wife of Elijah Cummings, says she is strongly considering running. Phase 2 of Metro Silver Line is now expected to open in 2020. That's more than a year later than originally scheduled, and we now know how much that delay is going to cost. The Washington Post reports the price tag will be $95 million. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,575, the Nasdaq at 6,344. Sports, Ryan Zimmerman's tie-breaking RBI single in the 8th lifts the Nationals to a win over the Angels. The O's crush Texas. WNBA, the Mystics take on Atlanta at home today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you simply take your Social Security benefits at face value, you could trigger an avalanche of taxes that you never expected, forfeit additional benefits that are rightfully yours, and even pay higher Medicare premiums. Ultimately, it could cost you thousands of dollars every single year. But you could avoid this worst-case scenario with a complimentary, customized Social Security analysis from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. These guys know Social Security. Their analysis is quick and it's easy, and it won't cost you a dime.
If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your customized analysis right now at 202-759-2323. This is serious money. Thousands of dollars are at stake. So call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you through town. And the obstacle is the slowdowns already due to this broken down vehicle on DC 295 southbound after Eastern Avenue. So that's right as you would come off of 50 and the BW Parkway. So watch for those delays forming in those exits. This is before you get to Burroughs Avenue. So DC 295 south with the early delays with the stalled. It's going to be one of those mornings on 66, it looks like. So get ready and have patience, and we don't need any more accidents. 66 westbound, after you pass the exit for 29 Centerville. Still have two right lanes blocked with the westbound crash. No delay westbound, eastbound, a little rubbernecking. And also now, eastbound 66, the new accident between the Manassas interchanges. So before you get to business 234, looks like most everything confined to the left shoulder. They might crowd that left lane, so that's why we're bogging down heavy there. Eastbound in Manassas. Elsewhere, though, better news. The Beltway 270 just starting to see some of the volume form in Urbana, but that's about it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds and warm this afternoon. Hot, humid, 95. Isolated thunderstorms right through the early nighttime hours. Nothing widespread, and then clear overnight, 77. Sun and clouds tomorrow, 97. Friday, clouds and sunshine, 99. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Centerville, 70 and only 78 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy show today, as usual. 635, High Energy Cal Thomas will join us on Mornings on the Mall. And then at 835, we've got host of The Specialists on the Fox News Channel, Eric Bolling. He's out with a new book. You may have heard about it. Has something to do with the swamp. He'll join us to discuss the book and much more. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais. He's alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, do you remember the House Intelligence Committee? Remember they were going to be conducting interviews, and they were going to be digging down to the bottom of things, and I think it's been going a little bit on the slow side with them. Well, I have some updates for you on what is exactly going on. Samantha Power, she served as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations under President Obama, and her name was one of those names that came up in regards to the unmasking. The unmasking being the exposing of names associated with information that was collected that sometimes happens, especially if you call a foreign country or you have conversations. Those conversations may be scooped up in surveillance. But
no big deal. Just government officials rifling through your personal information without a warrant. It's just fine.
It's like the cat going through my underwear drawer. Same thing.
Basically.
She prefers the sock.
Way more offensive.
She has a thing about it. But sometimes they can warrant, and they can ask, certain people can ask for the names to be unmasked. In other words, everything is anonymous. That information is anonymous. It's not associated with an individual until someone with the power to do so asks for the information to find out who that person is. And they need to have a reason to find out. out who that person is. It just can't be for, hey, that's a cool conversation. Yeah. Who said that? You can't do that.
And who better to have the power than someone whose last name is Power?
Exactly.
Samantha Power.
But someone who served as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations normally wouldn't have that power.
It makes total sense.
It's right? A little weird, but her name has been floated. So she is now going to finally be appearing before the House Intelligence Committee to answer some questions. They're still finalizing a date. They're still working on it. You know, her girl's going to call their girl. But the testimony could occur before the August recess. So that's a good thing. They're starting to move along. Now, Susan Rice she's the big name in this whole thing, Susan Rice. And she was...
Honest Sue. That's what I call her.
Well, well-deserved.
Honest Sue.
She was supposed to testify yesterday. That didn't happen. But now they're saying sometime this week. It's Wednesday. Sometime this week is kind of narrowing down. Right? If my calculations are correct, it leaves us, what, 2 days?
Based on your understanding of the space-time continuum, I think that's right.
Exactly. So 2 days. So she didn't appear. She was supposed to appear Tuesday, didn't. We have no news of her appearing today. So my hunch is Thursday or Friday, if it happens. Also, Dennis McDonough, who was Obama's last chief of staff, is also supposed to be testifying as part of the investigation into this whole Russia interference in the 2016 election. Now, according to CNN, even though Susan Rice, there's a lot of questions about the unmasking with Susan Rice, according to sources close to the investigation, she is going to be testifying more about Russia's hacking and the administration's response to that hacking or lack thereof, which I find interesting since a lot of people want to know about the unmasking because... That could be a crime. There could be some wrongdoing here, but they don't seem to be focusing on the unmasking. It looks like they're going to be focusing more on what the Obama administration learned about the Russian hacking and their response to it. So I find that very interesting and also somewhat disappointing. And it will be closed sessions, so we're not going to be able to see or hear them. And that bothers me because we're not going to know how much was asked about the unmasking and whether they're actually going to try to uncover whether a crime was committed there, whether they're going to focus on Russia. And that I was all, you know, that really bothers me. And it just kind of, if that happens, it bolsters the rumors about this entire investigation, that it's loaded with Democrats and the whole bit.
Well, there's a couple things at play here and that are going to be of interest to these these hearings, which are, one, did the president not do enough? President Obama not do enough in countering Russian aggression to the extent that they're insisting that it existed. So, you know, we've heard from I saw an interview done this week with Obama's former national security advisor, Thomas Donilon, when he said, no doubt about it, Obama should have done something sooner to react to this. They wish they had gone public earlier to blame the Russians to try and stop any sort of incursions they may have had into various systems. So that criticism is going to, I think, be vetted in part by these hearings. The other is the man himself, President Barack Obama. We've talked before with Joe DeGeneva, who joins us regularly. It's unlikely oftentimes to bring the former president of the United States before a hearing like this for questioning. But now with Susan Rice and Samantha Power being involved in unmasking questions, the core question, I think, is what did President Obama know about this? How do his top lieutenants get away with unmasking the name of the principal political opponent that you have in the entire country, Donald Trump and his surrogates? How do they get away with that without President Obama being aware that it's going on?
And that's what I think that's what people want to know. That's what we want to know. I want to know if there's been crimes committed. What went on here? And also, just very quickly, Catherine Herridge reporting for Fox News that her sources, are claiming that this goes beyond, this whole unmasking thing goes beyond Susan Rice and John Brennan and Samantha Power to more than a half dozen former senior Obama administration officials now of interest to the House committee investigators.
Yeah, getting sick of all these questions. Time for some answers. 5:44 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Born out of necessity on the battlefield, a new medical device is buying vital time for critically wounded patients in combat and in emergency care environments worldwide. Described as an internal tourniquet, the device helps temporarily stop severe blood loss in the pelvic and abdominal area, buying providers additional time to administer life-saving care. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're getting ready to sell your home, don't just call any realtor like your friend or relative or the realtor that sold the home to you a few years back. Like I always say, not all real estate agents are created equal, which is why I recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie work all over the D.C. area. They'll show you their track record, their current statistics, and how they sell homes faster and for top dollar. What's amazing about Sarah and Debbie is that they're selling many of the seller's homes before the home actually hits the seller's opening list date. How do they do that? Sarah and Debbie are showing them to their database of motivated and ready home buyers that will pay top dollar all across the area. The Reynolds team already has the buyers. That's the secret. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are ready to talk with you right now. Call them, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right. Debbie has the buyers. Call them today.
Not sure what you need to do to make sure you're prepared for retirement? Start by joining Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for Retirement Key Radio, Sunday afternoons at 3 here on WMAL.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpiclini Traffic Center.
66. I sound like a broken record. We're still talking about incidents on 66. First one, let's go westbound. Opposite flow of the commute, so not causing any delays, but be very cautious. We do have a couple lanes blocked. 66 west. Centerville after you pass the exit for 29. Now, into Manassas, coming eastbound, the crash between the two Manassas interchanges to the left shoulder, the flashing lights and a lot to check out. So very slow to get through that stretch. Take it easy. No problems to report if you're coming in on the Greenway, Toll Road, Route 7. Double check that. That all looks good for you. We're still dealing with the broken down on 295 and delays already out of Chevrolet. I know it's early, so I need you to get ready for this. If you're in on 50 inside the Beltway, just after 202, you'll hit the brakes here, and that's to merge onto 295 southbound past Eastern Avenue. That's where we have the broken down, and on the BW Parkway starts to slow as you merge to Kenilworth as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a few clouds showing up this morning. The story will continue to be the building heat wave coming in. Big dome of hot air will settle in and push temperatures into the upper 90s tomorrow, Friday, maybe into the upcoming weekend. Air quality alert today. A few clouds with sun early. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon, 95. Those storms will back off tonight, 77. Sun, a few clouds tomorrow. Mixed clouds and sunshine on Friday. Highs in the upper 90s, close to 100. Heat indices over 100. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 79 degrees. It's 5:47 on WMAL. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, if you're thinking about visiting Baltimore, I've got a suggested weekend for you. It's the weekend of Friday, August 4th through Sunday, August 6th.
Why?
Because
fair?
There's
carnival?
There's a plan that nobody's going to get murdered on that weekend in Baltimore.
Huh.
That's the plan.
It's better than a carnival.
It's both amusing and completely saddening to hear this story because of what's involved in it. A 44-year-old mother is currently going around the city of Baltimore and on a campaign to bring a 72-hour truce to the gun violence in that city. She's saying she's making what she's calling, quote, a citywide call in the city. Erica Bridgeford is her name. She's making a citywide call, and she's saying that she's talking to the young people in the city. She's saying nobody kill anybody. That's the campaign. She's saying, on that weekend, if you don't mind, nobody kill anybody. The message is being printed on T-shirts and flyers. They've designed a website. They've held community meetings. They're trying to, you know, she's urging all the young men she's finding, don't kill anyone on that weekend. That's how bad it's gotten in Baltimore, that they actually are trying to plan ahead not to have murders on a single weekend. The city so far this year has seen 188 killings. In a single city, 188 people killed.
You know, maybe they need to toughen up the gun laws. I'm sure that's the problem. And funnily enough, the mayor is proposing to toughen the gun laws in Baltimore. And it's just crazy because she wants to toughen them up. But Baltimore Council member Mary Pat Clark says, well, you know, okay, but maybe some people need them.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about people, for example, who are carrying illegal guns to protect themselves because they're so scared.
So, okay, let's break this down for you. The city of Baltimore is proposing tougher gun legislation. Right now, if you are under current state law, illegal gun possession carries a minimum 30-day jail sentence, mm-hmm. but it can be suspended if the judge decides to suspend it. The proposed law in the city of Baltimore would carry a minimum 1-year jail sentence and allow no suspended sentences. The words you just heard from Mary Pat Clark, the vice chairwoman of the committee that the bill will be assigned to, are that she's concerned that people who carry guns for self-defense will be caught up in tougher gun legislation. At some point, will anybody within the confines of the lawmakers of the city of Baltimore realize that the point that she's making is the point? It's the reason we have a Second Amendment, that the rule breakers, the law breakers, are going to continue to carry the guns, and that the tougher and tougher you get on gun legislation, the less likely it is that law-abiding citizens are going to be able to defend themselves. Can we play that audio one more time? This is Mary Pat Clark saying that she's concerned about lawful residents carrying guns illegally. Listen to this.
I'm concerned about people, for example, who are carrying illegal guns to protect themselves because they're so scared.
Maybe she's the glimmer of hope. Maybe she's the bright, shining beacon of sanity. Because they have tough gun laws already, and look what's happening.
Sanity breaking through. Meanwhile, this poor mother asking nobody to kill each other in the month of August. So
sad.
Let's hope for more and pray for Baltimore. That's a good first step. 5:51 now. It's time for Al Rushbow.
After 7 years of Obamacare, liberals hate it. According to a new study by the left-wing Commonwealth Fund, our healthcare system is worse than 10 other developed nations they looked at, who all happen to have socialized medicine. The study measured equity, access, and healthcare outcomes. We spend more than Australia, Canada, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and the Brits. But we get the worst results. The New York Times weighs in with this. Many Americans are sicker than their peers in other rich countries, lacking access to needed medical care. In fact, the Times says our system is worse than Rwanda's. Liberals used to say American healthcare stinks compared to Cuba's. Now, after 7 years of Obamacare, we're worse than Rwanda. Now, think about it. Obamacare implemented the exact policies these liberals wanted. Healthcare costs skyrocketed. It killed millions of jobs. Americans lost their plans. They lost their doctors and some of their freedoms. And yet, the liberal Democrats who foisted this on us are demanding that it stay in place because Obama's legacy is so important to them, more than your healthcare is. But if you believe these same lefties, what once was the greatest healthcare system in the world is now in shambles. And I'll tell you the reason. It's Obamacare, and they inadvertently admit it. And I agree, Obamacare has brought nothing but misery. So let's agree it's time to get rid of it once and for all, or just let it fail and see what happens.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
Where I grew up, very few people went to college. I'm kind of the nerd in the family. I picked UMBC because they're really military friendly. My degree plan kind of went right into what I was doing at work. My coworkers would say, how does she know this stuff? To be a positive role model for my nieces, it had to be UMBC.
With an affordable quality education from an accredited public state university, you can make the most out of your post-military career, like Shatasha Smith. At University of Maryland University College, serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with an education to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers and the resources to help you succeed, like our dedicated advisors, Veterans Resource Center, career mentoring, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
All right, the clock's at all fives, which means it's now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I wish that didn't mean 66 News, which is still with accident activity. Even though it's on the shoulder, it's the distraction here. 66 in Manassas as you approach the exit for Business 234. That's the second 234 exit. So coming out of Gainesville, get ready. And then westbound, the crash in the Centerville area after 29. That now to the shoulder, thank goodness. It didn't cause any delays, but definitely slowing it eastbound side because you can see the activity. 95, it's just the normal start of the morning out of Stafford and Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. It's where we start to bog down early. A lot of commuters there. Not normal because we're trying to get past Broken Down. DC 295 as you come southbound, just as you head out of the Maryland line onto the DC line past Eastern Avenue. That's where you lose the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big time heat starting to work in now. Today, 95 in the afternoon will feel close to or above 100 degrees. Air quality alert in effect. Isolated thunderstorms will come in this afternoon through early tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples knows that when the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's time. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print, like buy one HP ink and get the second at 30% off. And 722 restrictions apply. See store staples.com for details. Staples,
so,
it's pro time.
A little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the rent-a-state advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-897-2822, to speak to a rent-a-state advisor right now.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time, and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, some ugly comments have been made about John McCain's recent health issues. What happened to common decency? And not just with John McCain. Every single day life, it's driving me crazy.
This crazy person wants him to die. Just so you know what the comments are. And we'll hit that.